Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Lin's sanity returns to the NBA tonight when Jeremy Lin and his fellow New York Knicks travel to Toronto to take on the Raptors and perhaps answer the question, how long can this go on? If you've missed it, the 23-year-old Harvard graduate Asian American came off the bench and out of nowhere in the last couple of weeks to become a sensation. In a record-setting spree, Lin is averaging almost 27 points and 8 assists in his last 5 games. He's now the Knicks' leading scorer, playmaker, and spiritual leader, taking the team on a 5-game winning streak. His jersey, number 17, is the NBA's top seller. His believers sent shares of Madison Square Garden stock to a 52-week high yesterday. And last night, Stephen Colbert hopped on the bandwagon.
I've got a raging case of Linsanity. I have been declared legally Linsane. My symptoms? Linsomnia. Restless Lin syndrome. And lintestinal blockage.
But Michael Luo, a reporter with the New York Times, was on that bandwagon long before. He's also second-generation Asian American. He's also a Harvard grad. He's also a Christian, just like Jay Lin. And Michael, you write that watching is like a Jackie Robinson moment for you.
It's just a surreal thing, just hearing you reel off those different things that have happened. Just watching that Laker game, which really, I think, tipped it over the edge, and hearing, you know, Madison Square Garden chant an Asian American basketball player's name is a seminal moment for Asian Americans
right.
in this country.
Right, and you also are identifying with other things that Jeremy Lin has talked about. You know, he heard racial taunts when he was younger on the basketball court.
Hearing his story, you just can't help but think that this is my story. When I see his experience with race, it's my story. I've heard all these things.
So a big moment for you, but you're not sure if it's what some people are saying might be the Taiwanese Tebow moment. And we should say Jeremy Lin's parents came from Taiwan, and he has this deep faith. So your thoughts on that Taiwanese Tebow moment, of course referring to the Denver Bronco quarterback who was so outspoken about his faith.
I think he comes across differently, and I think it's partly the way he carries himself. And Asian American Christianity, I think, is a distinct vein of the Christian faith that's different from white evangelical Christianity.
You say it's sort of, I don't know how to paraphrase it, but you don't view yourself as a culture warrior.
Well, I just think that, in general, Asian American Christian Church has not been part of the culture wars. And, you know, Asian American Christians don't really know who Pat Robertson is.
But there is obviously a leadership quality that he has. He's obviously inspired his players. His players, nobody's begrudging him this spike in fame. It's quite joyous to watch. Are you worried that it can't sustain? I mean, it did come out of nowhere.
Yeah. I think now the sample size is 5 games, and I'm no basketball expert, but it seems like his skills are legitimate, and I don't know. We'll see where this goes. It's a pretty remarkable ride.
And as far as it's gone, what do you think it says? Schools and coaches have been quoted saying, we just didn't see it. We just didn't see it. You know, what do you think it says?
A lot of my Asian American friends have obviously said, well, why was he overlooked? And why did people think he wasn't athletic? Or why did people think that his defensive skills weren't good enough? They think that obviously the fact that he was Asian American had something to do with that. The fact that he didn't get any Division I college scholarships despite the fact that he was a California Player of the Year, maybe that had something to do with it. The fact that he went to Harvard, you know, not exactly North Carolina or Duke, had something to do with that. But it definitely could have some impact.
Well, so as you're saying, it could be, you know, that he was overlooked because he was Asian American. It could be that he's been inspired.
There's probably something to do with the maturation process in the NBA. He gave an interview in the San Jose Mercury News about his sort of faith journey in all of this, and he talked about how last year when he was playing the Golden State Warriors, he was really just concerned with pleasing the crowd and pleasing fans, and talks in this very sort of Christian language about surrendering these things to God, and he feels that that sort of set him free and enabled him to sort of play with more joy. Maybe that is part of it.
Yeah. Michael Luo, an investigative reporter with the New York Times, who's written recently about how he's identifying with Jeremy Lin, the point guard for the New York Knicks, who's been such a sensation. Michael, thanks so much.
Thank you.